Ann Mader Scoop, welcome to the 360 Later podcast. A woman who's taking on the Christie administration and has touched off a political firestorm brings more evidence to support her claims. Let's get started.
It's an ultimatum of epic political proportions. Support our development project or lose critical hurricane relief funding. Chris Christie's lieutenant governor calls it wholly and completely false.
Being a Sandy victim myself makes the mayor's allegations particularly offensive to me.
Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer described a scene to CNN's Candy Crowley right out of a movie, saying Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno approached her in a parking lot last May, threatening to withhold much-needed Sandy money unless the mayor supported a Christie-backed redevelopment project in her town.
This project is really important to the governor, and she said that she had been with him on Friday night and that this was a direct message from the governor.
That is a much more direct tie to Chris Christie than any allegation so far in Bridgegate, one the lieutenant governor essentially says the Democratic mayor made up.
Mayor Zimmer's version of our conversation in May of 2013 is not only false, but is illogical and does not withstand scrutiny when all of the facts are examined.
A Christie spokesman said, it's very clear partisan politics are at play here as Democratic mayors with a political axe to grind come out of the woodwork and try to get their faces on television. Hoboken's mayor had publicly supported her popular Republican governor in the past, but Zimmer provided private journal entries to CNN telling a different story, which she also gave a U.S. attorney investigating. Zimmer wrote at the time of Christie, I thought he was something different. This week I found out he's cut from the same corrupt cloth that I have been fighting for the last 4 years. Being something different is Christie's political calling card, what drew hundreds of the country's wealthiest Republican donors to Florida this past weekend. Sources who attended say Christie argued the way he's handled scandals so far should make them more confident in him, not less.
He said to those donors, if I ever put myself up for national office, you and everyone have an absolute right to know how I deal with problems. Lightning will strike.
But he also privately announced he's putting any potential 2016 race for president on hold for a year. Republican strategist Anna Navarro attended several Florida events.
Talking to these billionaires, people who Chris Christie will need if he wants to run for president, what's your sense of how they feel about all this?
I think Chris Christie has taken the initiative, putting 2016 on pause. I think this buys some time for other potential candidates who may be deciding what they do and not be at risk of losing donors and activists that commit to Christie.